Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, $1.2 billion invested on the sugar transformation program, and later, our proverb of the day. I'm Prince Moore. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
Which government organization offers you exceptional customer service? A tax office, police station, hospital, post office, health center, or NIS office? Vote for your favorite public sector organization in the Public Sector Customer Service Competition. Call toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Visit cabinet.gov.jm and follow the instructions. Or drop your entry form at government agencies island-wide. Votes close April 30, 2015. Let your voice be heard.
Approximately $1.2 billion has been invested to date under the European Union EU-funded Sugar Transformation Programme. The initiative aims to develop a sustainable private sector-led sugarcane industry by 2015. The investments have been made in sugar-dependent areas across the parishes of St. Elizabeth, Westmoreland and Trelawney. There are a number of ongoing projects under the programme.
Projects have included Cane Roads Rehabilitation Programme, some 32 kilometers of roadway valued at $138 million has been expended. Drain cleaning and 4 major drainage systems, the tune of some $35.85 million. Social infrastructure projects, a total of 55 construction and improvement projects, which include schools, clinics, libraries, and so on, are valued at some $608 million. We have also done 6 protein facilities at a cost of some $86.5 million. We have also provided vocational training for some 127 residents across the 3 parishes.
Minister of Agriculture Derek Kellyer. Developments are also taking place under the Cane Expansion Fund.
Under the Cane Expansion Fund, approval has been given for the planting of some 5,325 hectares of cane at a cost of $846 million. And 9 applications for equipment valued at $61 million has also been approved.
Over 4,500 hectares of cane have so far been planted under this fund.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
And now for our proverb of the day, olfiatik easy fi ketch. And this means it is much easier to light coals which have been burnt before than to get a fire going with fresh logs. Similarly, if a relationship previously existed between two people, it is easier to rekindle the flames of love than to start a new relationship with someone else. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the JIS app from the Google Play Store. With student engineer Andre Palmer, I am Prince Moore for producer Andrew James Sawyers, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.